From out of the West comes Red Rider, America's famous fighting cowboy.
Trouble brewing in Painted Valley, so ride, Little Beaver. Prod that pony.
Yeah, you betcha. Get him up, Papoose. Get him up.
Come on, Thunder. Hit that trail.
The Adventures of Red Rider. Today we must fight for the right, and again the Old West adds its great strength to the nation's determined war efforts. What can we as individuals do? We must guard our health with energy-giving foods, and thousands know that fresh and tasty Langendorf bread is just such a food. First off, Langendorf bread tastes so fine you'll want to enjoy it with every meal. It's so rich and creamy and smooth textured, stays so deliciously fresh. Baking experts have judged Langendorf bread America's finest. What can Langendorf bread do for me, you ask? Well, this fine bread contains essential proteins and high nutriment values, is enriched with a nerve and energy, vitamin B1, and important minerals. In addition, Langendorf bread gives you an energy bonus because it's made with dextrose, the world's greatest quick energy food. So for goodness sake and for energy's sake, get a generous loaf of fresh and tasty Langendorf bread tomorrow. With Sheila Randall operating her stagecoach line and Juno Nixon and his marauding gunslingers in jail, Red and Little Beaver have returned to Painted Valley to see that Little Beaver starts his career in school. Red, Little Beaver, and Red's aunt, the Duchess, are in the parlor of Painted Valley's comfortable ranch house talking things over.
Me want him going to school. Me don't want a school for sissy children.
See what you've done to that child, Red? Only thing he wants now is excitement.
You'll get more than his share if he keeps this up. Another day like this, and I'll take him back to Chief Clearwater on the reservation where I found him.
All right. You take me back. Better live like ancient brave than go to school.
That's enough, Little Beaver. Now sit down and be quiet while the Duchess tells me about this trouble she's been having.
Well, Red, during the last 3-4 weeks, we've been missing cattle again.
Any idea who's taken them?
No, not exactly. But each time a bunch of them are missing, the fence between Painted Valley and Burnett's Horseshoe Ranch is down.
Elisha Burnett never rustled a head of cattle in his life.
Man can always begin. What's more, he's been over here twice hinting that I'm rustling his stock.
Oh, he's been missing beef too, huh?
That I can't say. I'm missing beef. But he comes over and claims that his is run off too.
Well, what does that new foreman you hired have to say?
Mace? Oh, he don't say much. But he kind of thinks as I do. You know, Red, Elisha Burnett's had a tough time lately, and he owes the bank up at Devil's Hole a wad of dinero.
Well, why doesn't Mace catch him red-handed? Duchess, shooting. And it's coming from our West 40.
By blazes, if you're not right, Red. We'd better ride.
Come on, Little Beaver. This is your last chance to tangle with trouble before you go to school.
What did I tell you? The fence between us and the horseshoe spread is down.
Fence down, all right. But no can't tell him from what side fence cut.
Why, you worthless Injun, from Burnett's side. Think I'd rip out my own fence? Red, here comes Mace now. Mace Lanyard, over here.
Howdy, ma'am. Howdy, mister. Reckon you're Red Rider.
That's right, Mace. Did you see what happened here?
Yeah, most of it. I was heading back to the bunkhouse when I saw some Jaspers ripping out our fence. I come after them just in time to see them drive some of our stock off across Burnett's property.
Me live here plenty years now. Me no think I'm Burnett rustler.
Yeah? Well, I seen those steers, kid. And they was being spooked across Burnett's range.
Well, here's Burnett and his hands riding up, too. Howdy, Elisha.
Howdy.
Don't you act so friendly with that old cattle thief.
Did I hear you call me a cattle thief, ma'am?
Now, the Duchess is just worked up, Elisha. Don't mind her.
Worked up nothing. I'm plumb sick and tired of losing beef so as he can pay off the bank.
Now, look here, Duchess. You and me's been friends and neighbors going on 30 years. But if you was a man, you'd be full of lead right now.
You mean, or you would.
Now, Duchess, Elisha, come on, now, calm down. No one's accusing either of you of rustling.
No? Well, I am. I seen our stock driven through that hole in the fence.
See? What'd I tell you? My own foreman seen it. And he's not blind.
Why, that good-for-nothing Jee-Haw, I've riddled him.
Mace, that'll be enough. Now keep out of this. No Painted Valley punches throwing lead at anyone from Burnett's horseshoe.
They can't accuse me of rustling.
Yeah? Well, I'm a doing
it. Rip Rider! Him going for gun!
I'd leave that iron in his holster, mister.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to this big coyote Mace.
I said keep your hand away from that gun butt.
Yeah? Well, we'll see who's giving the orders. My hand.
Elisha, I'll talk to you later. Yeah. All right, come on, Duchess, little beaver. I'm going back to the ranch house.
Get him up, Papoose.
Queenie, ride.
Head for home, boy. I'm in a hurry. Come on, Thunder. Say what you will, Duchess. There's something crooked going on here, and you and Elisha Burnett are in the middle of it.
Burnett will be 10 foot underground before I get through with him.
Nothing of the sort. I've got a few ideas about this so-called rustling, and I'm going to run them down.
Ideas such as...
Even rustled cattle can't be sold without a brand. So I thought I'd mosey over to the county seat and call on the registrar of brands.
I don't follow you, Red.
If there's a new, strange brand being shipped from down here, it'll have to be registered. And if there is, maybe we can find out where the wet cattle's coming from and who's shipping it.
I see. Well, I know who it is. But since you're so all-fired stubborn, go satisfy yourself the hard way.
That's just what I intend to do. Now, come on. Thunder's outside, ready to run.
Me go him too, Red Rider?
No, you're not going, Little Beaver. We've gone over that before. You're staying here and going to school.
Yeah, me don't want him go him school. Me want him go.
Want him or not, that's where you're going. And Duchess, I'm trusting you to keep a weather eye on that Papoose. It's high time he started to learn something more than how to spell trouble.
Rider, no.
You, Mace?
Yeah, Vince. We're in a mess.
Mess? Darn you. I thought I was supposed to pick a fight with you down to the fence this afternoon.
How'd I know Red Rider was coming home?
Think he's wise to us?
No, not yet, but he's sure on the right trail.
What do you mean?
He's riding over to see the registrar of brands. Once he sees him, we won't have much trouble knowing his aunt's foreman and Burnett's foreman are rustling the stock and playing both ends against the middle.
That's the only new brand from your county, Mr. Ryder. Circle BN.
Circle BN?
Eh?
That could start as a horseshoe with the letters put inside after. Or even a PV changed to a BN and then circled.
Yes, I think that's possible.
Who's the brand registered to?
Let me see. John Patterson.
Patterson? Mm-hmm. There's no John Patterson down our neck of the woods.
Well, you might wait till Patterson ships again and then... come in.
You know a man named Ryder, sir?
I'm Ryder. What is it?
A telegram just came for you, Mr. Ryder. Here.
Oh, thanks. Telegram. Oh, I wonder. Uh-oh.
Bad news, Mr. Ryder?
Yeah, bad enough at a time like this. Little Beaver, an Indian lad I adopted, has run away because I insisted that he start going to school.
Yeah, now, that is bad news. Any idea where he might have gone?
The only place he could go is back to the reservation. Well, sir, many thanks, and now if you'll excuse me, I'll see if I can round up that rebellious redskin of mine. Howdy, Chief Claywater.
Red Rider, halt!
Steady, Thunder. Now, Chief, I'm sorry I haven't time to stand on ceremonies, but have you seen Little Beaver? The rascal's run away from the ranch.
Little Beaver, him here. come yesterday night.
Well, thank heaven. I've been upset ever since I got the Duchess telegram. Where is the little scoundrel?
Him play him with little Poco. Me call. Little Beaver. Poco. Come here.
Uh-oh. Need trouble. Here's Red Rider.
You're doggone tootin' right there's trouble, little Beaver. Now you come here.
Me no come if after go school.
You no like school, little Beaver? Me think I'm school much fun.
Now see, little Beaver, Poco enjoys school. Now come here, both of you.
Me still no want him go school.
Me wish me could go home school again.
I tell you what, Chief Clearwater, how'd it be if little Poco went back to Panda Valley with us and went to school for a while with my half-pint scallywag?
Me think I'm good idea, Red Rider.
Swell. Now, how about it, Little Beaver?
Little Beaver, him go. Yes, Little Beaver?
Okay. If Poco come, go to school.
Oh, now you're talking. All right, saddle up your ponies and let's ride. There's trouble brewing back at Painted Valley. I wonder what's taken May so long to get Lisha Burnett here.
Red, I wish you'd stop being so mysterious. What happened at the county seat?
I'll tell you when Lisha arrives.
Sounds like someone on the porch now. I'll see. Howdy, Lisha. Come right in.
Howdy, Duchess. Hi, Red.
Sit down, Lisha. I think I got a clue to who's rustling cattle from both of our ranches.
Both? What are you aiming to say, Red?
Simply this. Someone has worked up a wet brand that can be made into a Circle BN out of either a horseshoe or a PV.
Why, I'll perforate them myself.
Huh. Got any idea who it can be, Red?
It's a pretty good idea, and to prove it, I may need your help.
Well, you get all the help you need, Red. Now, who's behind it?
Well, the way I figure it is, the man you've got working...
Oh! Red! Someone shot Lisha through that window.
Why, those red-hearted rustlers. Come on, let's get after them. There they go, riding for the gate.
Red, they get you?
No, just nick my elbow. Thunderation, if my horse wasn't bedded down for the night,
I'd... No use crying over spilt milk. They shot Lisha and got away. We better get a doctor.
No use, Duchess. Doctor can't do any good for him now. He's gone. Right through the back.
Now, who could have wanted to shoot down a white man like Lisha Burnett?
Nobody.
Nobody? What are you talking about? They shot him, didn't they?
Yes, they shot him, all right. But only because he got up from his chair. The lead that killed Lisha was meant for me.
Good grief, Red. You think so, and why?
Because rustlers know what happens to them when they're caught. Find the men who have been rustling cattle from both sides of the fence, and you'll find the man who murdered Lisha Burnett.
Glory
be! Come on, Duchess. Let's get our horses and do some riding. It's a nice, clear night, even though there is blood on the moon.
We return to the adventures of Red Rider in just a moment. A big morning's work, whether it's in the defense plant or the classroom, certainly does whet up a fella's appetite. Yes, Mother, Dad, and you young buckaroos, you'll put your hearty okay on that statement. And believe me, you'll put your extra special okay on the lunchbox meals when your sandwiches are made with Langendorf bread. Delicious? Oh, boy, more than that. And don't forget, fresh and tasty Langendorf bread is an absolutely swell energy food. Yes, this fine bread contains the nerve and energy vitamin B1, carbohydrates and minerals. And on top of that, there's an energy bonus for you and the family because delicious Langendorf bread is made with pure dextrose, the world's greatest quick energy food. Langendorf bread has such a grand, smooth texture, stays deliciously fresh so mighty long, it's been judged America's finest by baking experts. So, ladies, make those sandwiches for the hard-working men folks and husky youngsters with Langendorf bread. Make every meal a better meal by serving delicious Langendorf bread. Yes, for goodness sake and for energy's sake, get a loaf of fresh and tasty Langendorf bread at your grocer's tomorrow, sure. You'll like it. With the rustler's bullets meant for Red Rider killing Lisha Burnett, we rejoin Red and his aunt, the Duchess, as they're on the trail of the cattle thieves and murderers.
I'm most willing to call tonight, Red.
I hate to give up now, Duchess. Those murdering sneaks couldn't have been swallowed up in the hills.
No, I guess not, but we're just backtracking ourselves. Here we are on Painted Valley property again.
Well, if you're really tired...
It ain't that I'm tired. I'm just weary of riding and seeing nothing but blackness and shadows.
See, you wouldn't call that a shadow, would you? Down there by the gully.
Where? Oh, I see it now, a little campfire.
That's just what it is. And unless I miss my guess, we'll find a rustler there with a running iron.
Oh, thunder.
Leave the horses here, Duchess. You follow me down and be plenty quiet.
I'm right behind you, Red.
All right, you. I'll put those rustling hands up.
Red, it's Mace Lanyard, our foreman.
Duchess.
Now, just what are you doing here to rustler's fire with a running iron in your hand, Mace?
Why, I seen the fire, walked down. The rustler must have heard me and run off. I just inspecting the iron he's been using when you come up.
Yeah?
What are you up to, Ryder? What are you accusing me of?
I'm not accusing you of anything yet. Only some cucaracha who was gunning for me shot Lisha Burnett in the back.
You wouldn't be meaning that I killed Burnett, would you?
No, but I wouldn't put it past you.
Red?
All right, Duchess, I can handle this.
Yeah? Well, maybe you can handle this, too.
Red, get up. He's going for his gun.
That isn't the only place he's going.
Mighty quick on the draw, ain't you? Well, I'm not waiting for my gun.
Sneaking coyote, you put down that hot branding iron.
Leave it to me. Now, drop it.
Drop that running iron, Mace. That arm's going to snap if I push it any further.
I'll get you, Ryder.
Come on. There. Now that the iron's gone, let's see if you've got any iron in your jaw.
Do it again, Red. Smack him all over. Good boy.
You better get your poncho, Mace, because you're going to be curled up for the night. Here comes the Sandman.
Why, that ring-tailed bobcat. I'd like to take this iron and put a brand on him.
No, Duchess, he's had enough. You have had enough, haven't you, Mace?
Maybe now, but...
I'll wait for the buts till they happen. And by the way, there's no but about this. You're cashiered, fired.
Oh, you can't fire me.
Well, I can, and what's more, my nephew can make it stick.
There's a few more things I'm going to make stick, too, Mace. And when I get the proof, it'd be better for you if you're 10 counties away.
C-A-T, spell him cat.
Who care what spell him? You don't call him cat anyhow. Me call him kitty.
Well, you two, how about getting in the rig with Miss Jane and driving to school?
School. Him stupid.
Oh, did you ever think it might be you who is stupid, Little Beaver?
You bet him, Red Rider. Him want him be big, fighting brave. Him no want him study.
And you wouldn't marry a brave who couldn't spell cat, now would you, Little Poco?
Me say him not. Me brave, him gotta be plenty smart.
Well, Little Beaver, how about it?
Me go, but no like him. K-A-T, cat, H-O-G-P.
All right, go on, Jane. I'll ride by the school later and see how things are going.
All right, Red. Oh, and good luck in finding the man who killed Mr. Burnett.
It'll take more than luck to find those groundhogs. And if I'm gonna find them, I'd better get started.
Look, Mace, I'm for calling this whole thing off, see?
Well, I'm not, and if I'm not, you're not.
Just because Red Ryder slapped you around.
Shut up. That's one name I don't admire, Red Ryder. I'll get that buzzard and get him good.
I don't care what you do to Ryder, but let's give up this rustling idea, Mace.
Yeah, after the setup I worked out, me foreman of one ranch and you running the other?
But you're fired, and old man Burnett's dead.
So much the better. Besides, all we have to do is get Ryder where we want him, and it's clear sailing.
Sure. As easy as all that. Just get Red Ryder where you want him.
You think I can't?
Well, how?
If you and me was to grab off that schoolteacher girlfriend of Ryder's, he'd come any place we told him to.
Yeah?
We ride down to that schoolhouse and take her back to the line shack up on Porcupine Ridge. Then we send Ryder a message. He comes a-running. And we fatten him up with lead for a nice long rest in the family graveyard. Get up, Rocket. Ho, make for the house.
All right, Little Beaver. Spell it once more.
C-A-T, cat.
Perfect. Just for that, you may have a recess.
What you got in there, Little Beaver? Me got him thing you can't learn in school. Me got him 6 gun.
Oh, no, you don't got him gun. I take him away.
You give me back, Little Poco, you.
Miss Jane! Miss Jane!
Yes, Little Poco? What is... Where on earth did you get that pistol?
Me take him from Little Beaver. 6 gun, no toy for a little boy to play with.
Well, I should say not. I'll take that gun.
You much better give him back to Red Ryder. He miss him someday.
Indeed, I will. And if you must be a He-Man, Little Beaver, please confine your efforts to your bow and arrow hereafter.
Miss Jane, look 'em. Here come two men. Ride 'em up to school.
Where? Oh. Oh, it's Mace and Mr. Burnett's foreman.
Howdy, Miss Jane. Can we see you here for a minute?
Why, certainly. Excuse me, children.
Miss Jane, you no go. Them bad men.
Little Beaver. Running around the country with Red Ryder has made you bad man conscious. I'll be right back.
Me no like him. Mace, him big crook.
You watch him own business, Little Beaver.
Yes, Mace? What is it?
Miss Jane, we thought we might come over. Vince, slap that gag over him.
Oh, look, see what I tell you? Let him pull or I shoot.
Vince, haul her up on your horse before... Hey, look out. That brat's got a bow and arrow.
You betcha, man. Me use them fast.
You can go through with this. I'm getting out of here.
You'd better, or I'll use this gun on you myself. That scared them, shooting over their heads. Oh, well, Little Beaver, I don't know how to thank you.
No, thank them. Me like them Red Ryder.
Little Beaver, you, he big brave.
Oh, you betcha, Poco. Oh, Miss Jane, look him. Red Ryder, him come on thunder.
Jane, what was that shooting I heard over here?
Oh, Red, Mason Burnett's foreman tried to kidnap me. If it hadn't been for Little Beaver, Oh, Red, what are we going to do? Those two frightened
me. I've got to get to the bottom of this quick, and the best way to end all the trouble is to put an end to the rustling.
But how?
When you're dealing with desert rats, you've got to bait the trap with cheese. All right, come on, Little Beaver. Since you're bound to get into trouble, come along with me and lend a hand.
Red Ryder, why for we come in the devil's hole?
To do what I told Miss Jane. Bait the trap with cheese. Only this time, the bait's going to be nice, fat beef.
Where we going now?
Into the telegraph office. Now, you wait outside and see if Mace and Vince come down the street. If they do, let me know.
You betcha, Red Ryder. You give them eagle eye.
Howdy, Mr. Backus.
Hello, Red. What can I do for you?
I want to send a telegram.
That's easy. Who's it going to and what's it say?
Well, it's addressed to the Texas and Rio Grande Railway at Butte.
Texas and Rio Grande Railway.
It says, want 6 cattle cars for herd shipment tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning.
Sign my name.
The Duchess ain't shipping this time of year, Red.
Well, sort of. She's going to use beef instead of cheese.
Beef instead of cheese. Now, what kind of talk is that?
Charge that to our account, Mr. Backus, and thanks. See those two sidewinders, Little Beaver?
They hide them upstreet.
Good. Then we'll just walk away and hide them downstreet. Come on.
What you doing, Red Ryder? A spooky, like, ghost story.
Now duck in this alley and let's watch Mace and Vince. Sure enough, there they go, right into the telegraph office. They're taking the bait just fine. Come on, Little Beaver. We've got to ride back to Painted Valley, oil up our guns, and organize us a posse. There's a heap of trouble ahead tomorrow morning.
It don't make sense to me, Mace. Why should they want to ship cattle this time of the year?
How do I know? But that telegram rider sent the railroad was clear enough, wasn't it? And it's our chance to grab them steers, make a cleanup, and get out of here for good.
Okay, Mace. Only I hope it turns out all right.
Red Ryder, this is the craziest thing I ever heard of. If you guess wrong and we're not attacked, I'm going to be the laughingstock of the valley shipping my cattle now.
It's even worth that to catch the hombres who murdered Elisha Burnett. Now, you stick along with the trail here just as if nothing was wrong. I'm meeting Little Beaver and the posse up in the hills just beyond Eagle's Nest. Now, get going, Thunder. Head for the hills. Come on, Thunder!
Here come Red Ryder!
See any sign of them rustlers down there, Red?
No, Dan, not yet. But if I'm right, they'll strike just below us.
This sure sounds loco to me, Ryder. Longest way around, I called it.
Maybe, but the longest way around is the shortest way home.
Oh, Red Ryder, look 'em. They're busting.
And unless my eyes have gone bad.
Are you satisfied, Dan?
I sure am. Do we ride?
We ride, and we ride blasting. Now get those horses started. This is the roundup.
Get them up, Papoose. Damn quail. Get.
Head for those rustlers, Thunder. Run them down. Come on, Thunder.
Those steers off from the creek.
Me? Look, here comes a posse headed by Red Rider.
Yeah? Well, that suits me fine. Right, that low down.
Your gun's gone. Now get your hands up. Where?
You think so? Well, I can still...
That's it, Red. Hit him again for me.
You Benjamin. And this is for the Duchess, Mace. Now that takes care of you. And here comes Dan and the posse with the rest of them. Good. You know the road back to town, the one that leads to the lockup. On your feet, Mace, because for the next 15 years you'll be sitting down.
C-A-T, cat. D-O-G, dog. P I.G. Pig. Me got him, little Poco?
You got him perfect. You can get him kiss now if we spell him good.
Got him kiss squall after spell him good. Me stop going to school.
Well, never mind that, little beaver. You've learned your lesson all right. I want to grab that pony and ride to town with me. I've got to get the payroll at the bank.
You betcha.
Well, then, prod that pinto, little beaver.
Me prod him. Get him going, Papoose. Get him up. Get!
Take after him, Thunder. Eat up little beaver's dust. Come on, Thunder!
Rider certainly needed Little Beaver to rid Painted Valley of Mace and Vince. And now that he's got them where they belong and the Duchess cattle are safe from rustling, Red's got to take Little Poco back to Chief Clearwater on the Indian Reservation. Sounds pleasant, but what really happens in Cherokee Buttes with Monk Murdoch and the Wild Horses makes a thrilling action story filled with gunfire and danger next time you meet America's fighting cowboy, Red Rider. Rider comes to you each Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday over these same stations. Tune in again next Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. Red Rider is presented for your enjoyment by Langendorf, bakers of the bread judged America's finest.
Come on, little beaver. Hurry it up. We haven't got much time.
That's right, Red Rider. Gotta buy war savings bonds now. You betcha.
Little Beaver is right, folks. Now is the time to buy war savings bonds and stamps, and as many as we can to provide weapons of victory for our armed forces. And now is the time for all of us to do our bit in other ways, too. Thousands of folks are needed for hospital workers, mechanics, ambulance drivers, clerical positions, and many other important national defense jobs. Contact your civilian defense office for full details. And keep physically fit, too. For the extra energy so important today, Langendorf bread contains dextrose and high nutriment values. For goodness sake, always serve fresh and tasty Langendorf bread.
Red Rider comes to you from Hollywood. This is the Blue Network.